Praise the Lord. Dear friends, meditating on God's protection, reflecting on the wings of God that spread above us, we come today to an episode from the book of Tobit. In fact, an advice of the father Tobit to his young son Tobias. In Chapter 5, verse 17, we read, "Then Tobit called his son and said to him, 'Son, prepare supplies for the journey and set out with your brother. May God in heaven bring you safely there and return you in good health to me. And may his angel, my son, accompany you both for your safety.'" May his angel accompany you. The accompanying angel. The angel as companion and guide. The book of Tobit is a story situated in the context of the people in exile. Tobit was a just man, a rich man who was deported. He was faithful to the covenant, faithful to the commandments of the Lord. And because of his fidelity to the law, he had to suffer a lot, because the faith of Israel was not accepted in the foreign country. He had to flee, then many disasters befell him, but he never lost his faith, never became unfaithful to the law. Once he buried the bodies of persons who were left unburied on the marketplace, and because he became unclean by touching dead body, he slept outside the house, and droppings of the sparrow fell on his eyes and he was turned blind. Blind and poor, weak and old. It would seem that God had abandoned him, that all his fidelity to the Lord did not do him any good. The book of Tobit brings also the story of another person, a young woman, a widow seven times, Sarah. She was married seven times and all the seven husbands were killed the very first night by a demon Asmodeus. So these two people were praying to God. That is the story of Tobit. And then Tobit in his old age remembered that he had deposited quite an amount of money with a friend in a distant country. And the young son Tobias did not know the way there to, and he was too young to travel alone. So he asked for a companion, and God sent a companion to Tobias. Tobias nor his father Tobit knew that this was the angel Raphael. Raphael means God heals, God cures, Raphael. So when Tobias was setting out on the journey, Tobit is giving this advice and this wish and prayer. May his angel, my son, accompany you. Not knowing that it was the angel Raphael himself who was accompanying. So the accompanying angel guiding the people. God has given us, each individual, a guiding angel. God guides us in many ways. And all this guidance is presented as the angel or the guardian angel. We know the story continues. Tobias was brought to Ecbatana. Tobias was brought to a new marriage. The Sarah's prayer was heard and the deposit was collected. And Tobit also was healed, all by the help of Raphael, the guardian angel. God sends us his angel to us always, to protect us, to guard us, to conduct us, to guide us. But we should listen to him. Listen to the angel, or listen to God who is in us. When you turn to the right or to the left, you will hear from behind your ears, "This is the way, take this way." Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21. Listen to the inner voice that God speaks to us. Jesus also has told us, "I will be with you to the end." He has again promised, "I will give you another paraclete, a helper." God the Spirit, God the Son, Jesus Christ, he is with us. "I will be with you to the end of the ages," he said. Emmanuel is the name of God. God who is present in our hearts, God who is present in our lives, is presented as the guardian. Listen to him. We are not alone. In all our ways, God will protect us. God will guide us, and we should listen to Him and obey His voice. Amen.